Okay, continuing with our Hakdama to Bas Rachalav and Simon Pei Zayin. So, last year there was a lot of discussion about the Nekuda Nefla'a and the Rambam's understanding of the Hagdara of the Mitzvah. Just to go over a couple of points that some of you mentioned after the Shir, during the Shir. So, first of all, we noted the Kesef Mishnah asked on the Rambam, how is it that we could derive the Isser Achila of Basar Bechala from a Kal Vachomer from Bishul if Ein Onshin Min Hadin, and if the derivation is a Kal Vachomer, it doesn't make sense that there should be Makos. So, Avi pointed out that if you understand, like we were suggesting earlier, that this is not, the true source is actually from the fact that it says three times, Losavashal Gadi Bechalevi Mo, and this is how we see it in the Pesukim, but it's not actually the Makor, then Ein Onshin Min Hadin wouldn't be a problem. So that might be true, but still the Kesef Mishnah is Taun Bior, because the Kesef Mishnah does see this as the Makor, and therefore he asks Ein Onshin Min Hadin. And since his answer of Kol Shetiavdi L'cha is difficult, so we have to focus on the answer of Siyag. Now Ariel pointed out that perhaps even though he says lo asra Torah levashel ela kadesh lo yavo lecho, that shouldn't be understood as a siyag in the more formal sense, but perhaps something along the lines of what he actually says concerning the other two illustrations, the other two places where the Rambam uses this idea, namely that we learn out tumas masa b'meis from the fact that there's tumas ohel, and we learn out bas habas from the fact that there's bas. Now, at the time, during the Chaburah, last time I said that the Lashon of the Kesef Mishnah didn't sound that way. The reason I said that is because when the Kesef Mishnah explains how this works, in the case of Bas Abbas and in the case of Tumas Masa B'meis, the Kesef Mishnah says that this is based off of a Gilui Milsa. Now, he doesn't use that phrase. He uses the phrase of Gilui Milsa for the other two, not for this, implying it works differently. What does Gilui Milsa mean? Gilui Milsa could actually really mean two things. Either it means that the Kal Vachomer is Megala, the Pshat of the Pasuk, that's called the Gilui Milsa, and under those circumstances, we might say that there's no objection to Onshin Min Hadin. For an example of such an idea, take a look at the Tosefta in Krisus Gimel He. And the other way that Gilui Milsa might be understood is that the Melamed is Megala, that the Isser of the Lamed, right? So let's say in the case of Bas Habas, so that's exactly what Abaye says over there. Abaye says that your Chayv Srefa, if you're Baal Bito Me'anusaso, even though the Torah doesn't say that, it's a Kal Vachomer, Albito your Chayv Misa. So, Kol Shekein here, it's not Onshin Min Hadin, because the Isser of Bas Bito comes from the Korva of Bito. So, you could have tried to make such a case for Basar Bechalav as well. However, it doesn't seem like that's what the Kesef Mishnah does. He says, for the other two examples, there's no problem of Onshin Min Hadin because of Gilui Milsa. But for here, he says, the problem is, the solution is something else. It's interesting that that he didn't take that direction. Now, we talked about last time, if it's a siyag, so I mentioned the possibility of maybe the when the Rambam, or the Kesef Mishnah says it's a siyag, that's begeder the tam, but not the Geder. The problem, as Eliot pointed out, and as we mentioned, is that generally speaking, when something is Tameya Mitzvos, generally speaking at least, it doesn't affect the practical applications of the laws. Ariel, after Shir, made a suggestion. He said that sometimes we find that something could be a Gzeira, even if this directly won't lead to the case, such as, to take his example, there's a Isser de Rabbanan of Atzitz She'eno Nakov. Let's say you can't do a Tlisha from Atachenu Nakov. Now, there's no way to come to an Isser Derais of Talisha with an Atachenu Nakov. No matter how much you do it, and no matter how you do it, you'll still never be over the Isser Deraisa. But it's a Gzeira Atu Talisha, Atu Tzira. So the same thing over here. We might say that to respond to the Chassam Sofer's challenge, we might say that the Gzeira, yes, we're going to aser bishul, even in a case where this bishul couldn't lead to an iser achila, like let's say the case of bishul nevela b'chalav, that will be an iser bishul. We will still see iser bishul as a siag, even though in this particular case you won't come to an iser achila, because generally speaking, if we allow for bishul, so that's a siag, it will lead to achila. An alternative solution that Avi was suggesting, and Elliot as well, which is no, maybe there is an iser achila under cases like this, you just don't get malkos. Meaning to say, ein iser chalal iser doesn't tell me that there's no iser achila basar b'chalav. It says there's no malkos. So yes, if I eat basar nevela b'chalav, based off of the principle of ein iser chalal iser, I won't get malkos mishem achila basar b'chalav. Does that mean that that the iser achila basar b'chalav isn't chal at all? So perhaps not. And the basis for this is the Gemara that says that even, there's actually two lashonos in the Gemara, but according to one lesson of the Gemara, even if you say ein iser chalal iser, then you could still get malkos, you don't get an onesh, you don't get mises based in, but you'll still be nikbar bein rishayim gemurim, meaning to say it is chal le'inyan zeh. It's a prat, an onshin. So if so, so then we could still say, yeah, taka, if you cooked basar nevela b'chalav, so you're lokal bishul. And it's true, technically speaking, because of the rule of ein iser chalal iser, if you eat that taroves, you won't get malkus mishum achilas basar b'chalav. But that doesn't mean to say that the iser isn't chal at all. It's not here at all. Now, that seems to be a good answer, except that it doesn't seem like the Rambam holds of that. And this point is made by the Prima Gadim in the Hakdama to Hilchos Basar B'Chalav. If you want, it's in a paragraph beginning Ul'inyan Chalav. The Gemara, again, in Yevamos Lamed Beis Lamed Beis, does have, according to one Lashon, if Ein Iser Chalal Iser, Yon Nikbar Bein Rishon Gemurin. But the Prima Gadim says that this Rambam doesn't seem to hold like that. Because if that were true, then it should be Aser B'Hana. The Rambam writes that if you cook nevela b'chalav, so not only do we say in iser chalal iser le'inyan that if you eat this you don't get malchus mishum basar b'chalav, achilas basar b'chalav, but there's also no iser hana. Now, the idea of kovrin bein rishon gemurin, the way the Prima Gadim understood it, is that it will be chal for whatever, wherever it can be chal, except for onshin. So here, it should be chal in yin iser hana. It should be aser to be nene from this nevela b'chalav. Yet the Rambam says it's mutter lehanos from this nevela b'chalav. So it must be that the Rambam does not hold of the opinion that says lekovro ben rishon gemurin. There's actually a tshuvas beis halevi, chelak aleph simen mem dalad, who for different reasons comes to the conclusion that this is shitas Rambam. The Rambam does not paskin like that opinion of lekovro ben rishon gemurin. However, perhaps the raya from here, and there might be rayas against the Beis Halevi from other Rambams, the raya from here, though, might not be muchrach. And especially if you go back to what we were saying. Remember, our yesod from last time was that the Rambam understands and derives from Rabbi Abahu that when you have an Isser Achila and an Isser Hana, the Isser Hana is a tafel to the Isser Achila. So maybe the pshat is that in this case, if the Isser Achila is in chal, so the Isser Tafel to the Achila also can't be chal. It's not like Lekovro Bein Rishayim Gemurin. It's precisely because the Isser Hana is considered Tafel, and there's no Isser Achila that's chal Nechefza, so Memela, the Isser Hana couldn't be chal as well. So perhaps you don't have to learn, at least this case, you don't have to learn the Rambam this way, in which case you would have another answer to the question. And this relates to just one final point, which Ariel pointed out after Shir last time, which is that whenever we do find, the Rambam never counts as two lavim, Isra Achila and Isra Hanah, for anything. Sometimes the Isra Hanah will be counted, and the Achila is just is an example. Sometimes the Achila will be counted, and then we see the Hanah is Tafel. But never will you have both. You have to figure out which is the Iker. So let's say by Kachim and Ila, we'll say the Iker is Hanah. And here in Vasa B'chalav, we'll say the Iker are Chametz, the Iker is Achila, and the Hanah is Darchagav, but it's always going to be one or the other. Yeah.
The Ram have B'chalav and Musa, who will come back, we're beyond the Dina, as they say, but I think he knows Kavura. I think he says...
You're saying he passes explicitly against that opinion.
I think he said that there's two categories of Kavura. There's those who are the Skal and the Srafim, and those that are Nachmachim, and that's it. That's the only thing. I don't think he has anything beyond that.
So that's what they're saying. So then, based off a technicality, he doesn't hold to that opinion.
No, he has more than that. Why doesn't he? Why in those views does not reflect? Not technicality, it's the opposite. I'm not saying
right.
From there.
So that would be right.
Why did I not learn this much? Such a thing.
So that's the question. Why does he?
I'm saying. I think mm-hmm. You have to say that.
You have to say that the Beis Halevi. That's what you're saying.
I thought so. I don't know.
It could be. I'm not holding a netzugya. Marmakom hulucha that the Beis Halevi does say that's the conclusion of the Rambam, and the Prima Gadim thinks that you see that here as well. Okay. Now there's one final point concerning the Nekuda Nefla that has to be raised, and this is an obvious question, which is as follows. So let's say you go ahead and you cook your nevela with your chalav. Wonderful. So the Rambam says Nekuda Nefla, there's no Isser Hana, there's no Isser Achila, because ain't Isser Chalal Isser. So that makes sense lagabi the nevela. The nevela was already aser b'achila, so we say ein iser chalal iser, it doesn't become further aser. However, what about the milk? So there should be at the very least an iser baser b'chal of chal on the milk. That was mutter, and now it's becoming aser. So there's two approaches you could take to this question. Both of them are very fundamental. The chsam sofer, in
the fact that the nevela is chal on the milk is due to basachas, therefore should.
Yes, it should be vasachas, meaning the iser tam kikar of nevela and the iser bas b'chalav are chalim bevasachas, and therefore you should be loka al tana on the bas b'chalav. In other words, nekuda nefla maybe is relevant to the basar, but not to the chalav. And then, for that matter, the basar will derech agav become asar because now it's balua b'tam bas b'chalav, which is asar b'hana. Okay, so that's the question. So the chsam sofer Yoredeya Simon Tzadi Beis asked this question. And he gives a fascinating answer. He says that the Iker Isser of the Torah is on the Gedi. After all, the Pasuk says, Lo Sevashel Gedi B'Chalev Imo. Now, it happens to be that when you are Mevashel Gedi B'Chalev Imo, the Gedi becomes Aser, as well as the Chalev Imo, the Chalev becomes Aser. In other words, the Gemara actually had this Havamina. The Gemara's Havamina was that the Chalev doesn't even become Aser in the first place. So that far we don't go. We say that the Gedi becomes Aser and the Chalav becomes Aser. However, that's not a total repudiation of the Havamina. It's still true in the sense that since the Iker is Lo Tevashel Gedi, so if you had a situation where the Gedi is not becoming Bas B'Chalav, so Memela, the Chalav also will not become Bas B'Chalav. That is the view of the Chsam Sofer. The Chazon Ish, in Simen Chav Beisif Katan Aleph, gives a different answer. He says that because Basar B'Chalav is fundamentally an Isser Ta'aroves, we'll see this, for example, in the Ramban, Bainat Barnat, where the Ramban says you need Tam Shlishi, so that's why, but we should still say that the Dagim are Tam Sheni, and the answer, again, we'll get there later, but the definition of Basar B'Chalav is an Isser Ta'aroves, so therefore, if it's not shayach, there's going to be an iser on the basar, then there also will not be an iser on the chalav. And it would go in both directions, as opposed to the Chsam Sofer's answer. The Chsam Sofer says the ikar is the gedi. Lo tevashel gedi, pechalev imo. Since there's no iser bas b'chalav chal on the gedi, and no iser hanah chal on the gedi, so memela not in the chalav also. The Chsam Sofer's answer is that basar b'chalav is an iser taroves. It's when basar b'chalav get mixed up. So Chazanish, sorry. So when it's not chal in one, it's not chal in the other. It's not because Gedi is Iker. The same thing would be true in both directions. If you had something, chalav, that was asr. If you had chalav nevela, that would be a nafkamina, right? Let's say you had chalav nevela, chalav nevela, let's say chalav trefa, cooked with basar kshera. So if you learned like the chsam sofer, then there would be an isr basar b'chalav on the basar, right? An isr hana on the basar b'chalav. There's no reason that it has to be two directional. Whereas the Chazon Ish says, no, the definition of basar b'chalav is an isr tarovis, and memela, if it's not chal on one, there's no tarovis of isr basar b'chalav. So this is a fascinating point, which we'll see perhaps reflections of both of these views in other halachos as well. Keep it in mind. The Reb Kiva Eger and Drush V'chiddush, Ma'aracha Zayin, Dimas V'ulam says, no, it's pashut that it will be chal. He denies the question. It's lo yitachin that the chalav won't be asr al tzbas b'chalav. And I think he's saying it even in the Rambam, meaning say the Rambam saying that the basar doesn't become asr mishim basar b'chalav. He's not talking about the chalav.
Does Rambam have a question whether or not this is bishul? So if the issue is going to be chal on the...
But we paskin, there is an issue
bishul. What's the Gemara's happening?
What's the Gemara's
happening?
The Havamina was that they were Talu Zebizah. The Maskan is they're not Talu Zebizah. Okay. Now, once they're not Talu Zebizah.
So is it Nisr Achila and Chalav?
Then maybe he would say in Havamina, they're not. There's no Isr Achila and Chalav.
So you're changing two things.
Right. In other words, that's, I would guess, again, this is speculative. Maybe if you look at Rabbi Kiva Eger, it'll be clearer. But in other words, I would guess we're going Minakatzeh Lakatzeh on that question in the Havamina and the Maskana. Okay. Do we paskin like the Nekuda Nifla? So first of all, you should know, before we say whether we do or not, this is actually a Lamaisa question. You'll say, when is this, whoever heard of this? It's very Lamaisa for dog food. There are many dog foods that contain basar b'chalav. Now, these dog foods, you could presume that the basar in the dog food is nevela. So are you allowed to go and buy dog food that has basar b'chalav in it? Might also relate to the veal shayla, but I'll leave that out. So, are you allowed to buy dog food that's basar b'chalav? So, if you paskin like the Rambam's Nekuda Nifla, so then it would be mutter, right? It's mutter b'hana. I could buy this dog food and feed it to my dog. If your dog food only has basar oaf, so then okay, it could also be mekel. We paskin that basar oaf b'chalav is not asar b'hana. But let's say your dog food contains beef and milk. Not an uncommon thing. So if you learn like the Rambam's Nekuda Nifla, it should be mutter. If not, it should be asr. So this is a very important question. How do we paskin? So the Rash, first of all, does anyone disagree with the Rambam? We've been focusing on the Rambam. Does anyone disagree? The Rashban Tarsa Bayis, Bayis Gimel Shardalat Peim at Aleph, and his Chidushim Kufyat Gimel at Beis, paskins, sorry?
Where is that?
It's the most difficult. Where in... Bayis Gimel Shar Dalet Pei Hei Amid Aleph. That paskins that we do say he disagrees with the Nekuda Nifla that there will be an Isser Hana'a by Basar B'chalav. It's like an Isser Mosif, correct. How you deal with the Gemara over there, Ayin Sham. It's not Pashut. We mentioned earlier, last year, that the Mordechai also clearly disagrees with the Nekuda Nifla, because he said that the reason why gvinos gayim, that mamidim oso b'or kevis nevela, are not aser behana'a, mishum basar b'chalav, is because derech kvisha is not aser mederaisa, right? So, but if it... What? Yeah, we're assuming not like Rebbe Kiva Eger, correct. Not like Rebbe Kiva Eger. So then the Mordechai is also against the Nekuda Nifla. It's interesting. Okay, so it's not so pashut that that everybody disagrees. Right. If you learn like Rebbe Kiva Eger, the dog foods are definitely also even with the Nekuda Nifla, because they have chalav basar. They have chalav in it also. Right. So do we pass in like this way? So if you look at the Dagel Mirvava on our Simon Sif Gimel, he says that Hasomech al Rambam b'makom hefsid lo hefsid. Why? Because even though the makor of the Rambam isn't muchrach, if you learn like Tosos, we don't find anyone who disagrees with the Rambam, and therefore it's mutter. The Pischei Tshuva Sifkat Vav cites the Prima Gadim from the Psicha and the Chassam Sofer, who say that it should be Asur Bahanah Kedas HaRashba. I remember hearing from Rabbi Ganak that he said that, that maybe even the Nod Yehuda would agree, because the Nod Yehuda, if he known, didn't realize that the Rashba disagrees, but had he known that the Rashba disagrees with Rambam, he also wouldn't be willing to be Mako. Also, the Badei HaShulchan in Sifkat Mechaf Hei Paskins Lahachmir on this Shaila. So therefore, presumably, one should avoid buying dog food that has basar b'chalav in it. I'm sorry? He did have it. It just, I think the way Rav Ganak assumed is that he must not have realized that he argued with it, because otherwise, the Nobi Yudah writes, nobody argues with the Nikud HaNifla. We don't know of anyone who argues with the Nikud HaNifla. So Mastama, he wasn't aware of that Tarsa bias, and had he been aware of it, he wouldn't have. He would not necessarily have said you could be Samech on the Rashba. I'm sorry? You're feeding the dog every day. If you don't feed the
dog, it's like pigeons in the park.
Sorry?
It's like pigeons in the park.
What do you mean?
What's the meaning?
If I don't feed this dog,
so will die.
That's good.
I'm saying if you have a cat to catch mice, then Nicho, you say I got a dog.
Aha. Okay, so you can speak to dog owners and ask them why they have a dog, and they'll tell you that there are all sorts of wonderful reasons to have a dog, and therefore I would assume that, yes, that feeding your dog that you have as a pet, not a stray dog, but your pet dog, would be aser to do with Isurei Hana. Ariel's claiming you have no das,
no,
so you can't have
Ashabe
for Shoten. Yeah.
Maybe even like on a
moment's
level, bigger deal, according to the Rambam, or Doug and Rabba, could a Jew can own McDonald's.
Owning McDonald's, correct. So if you, that would be a nafkamina, owning stocks in McDonald's, except that for stock shares, there might be other stud in Lahakel. But yes, that could be as well, indeed. If you're going to be machmir, though, for Isurei Hanan Pesach, that means everybody has to sell all their stocks before Pesach. So Shachter does not do that. I mean, he sort of does that. Putting your IRA on your sale of your mechiras chametz shtar is not... Come on. If you think that...
He says he doesn't think he needs to do it. He says if you didn't need to do it, I don't think it worked.
That's exactly the point. It's
Rav Shachter obviously thinks it does. You know,
I don't know. Well, I once asked Rav Shachter about that, and I this is years ago, and he said that it's a problem to own stocks in chametz. So I said, does Revi participate in the pension plan of YU? So he said, yeah. He says, you know, they have chametz. He said, really? So, I don't know. I don't know. It's hard to imagine that if you really thought that it was usher, that writing it down on your mechiras chametz would work. Because but I don't know, maybe that's right. I have to find out. So the pashup shot, though, is that most poskim are makel for owning stocks. So that's why I gave the davkud nafkamina. Okay, fine. Owning a franchise. Yeah, that could. We'll talk about other studim lahakel from McDonald's. Maybe it's tzli. We'll get there. That's it. So, okay. Fine. What about makos for hana on basar b'chalav? So if you look at the Rambam, Machal Sasuros Perk Ches Halacha Tezayin, Kol Machal Shu Aser Behana, Im Nene Velo Achal, Kegon Shemachar, O Nasa Ma'akum, O Leklavim, Eino Loka. So the Rambam writes that when you don't get Malkos for Hana from Isurei Hana that are Machalos Asuros. The Pisrei Tshuva at the beginning of our Siman notes that there's a Nafkamina. What's a Nafkamina? We don't have Malkos anymore. Nafkamina Linyan Psulei Edos. The halacha is that only an aid that is in violation of an Isser Shieshbo Malkos is possible for Edos or Dine Mamanus. Right? That's why somebody said Lashon Hara, so they're not a Pasul aid. Because there's no Malkus, it's definitely a Lav Chamor, but there's still no Malkus.
That's the reason, because nobody would be able to be named.
Aha. Uh-huh. That's right. So the Nafkamina, do you get Malkus? If you learn like the Rambam, somebody ate Basar B'chalav, they would still be a Kasher aid. Why is that? Why don't you get Malkus? It's a Lav in the Torah. So the Rambam in Machalos Asuras Tes Aleph seems to echo this idea that you don't get Malkus. He writes, Umi Shabishel Mishneim Kazayis Keachad Loka, V'chein Ha'ochel Kazayis Mishneim Bas B'chal Shabash V'yachad Loka. He doesn't mention anything about Hana, Malkus on Hana. So why is that? So the Mishneh L'Melech and Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, it's one of those very long, long, long Mishneh L'Melechs. So it's Dibur HaMaschil Vida De'achar. You have to do Vida De'achar. There's a lot of Vidas. But there's only, in that whole thing, there's only one Vida De'achar, I think. So, sorry? It's Perek Hei Halacha Ches. Writes that the reason is because there's no Lav Mefurish on Hana. Meaning to say, that how do we know that Bas B'chal is Asur B'Hana? Because it says Lo Savashal three times. That's not Mefurish. And the Rambam holds that you only get Malkos on a lav that's mefurish in the pasuk.
Those lavos is only ochel, which includes tano. Is that called mefurish? You're saying because it's also vashel.
So let's just one second. We're going to get there in just one second. Good point. So, so that's the halacha of that's the makor of the Rambam. Elliot showed me a diak in the Rambam that might support this. In Perk Tes Halacha Aleph, the Rambam writes, "Vasher b'chalav asher levashlo, v'asher l'achlo min haTorah, v'asher b'hana." So he doesn't say aser l'achlo, aser l'vashlo, v'aser b'hana min haTorah. Now that's not to say that it's not midoraisa. It is midoraisa, but it's not meforish b'kra. It's treated differently, and therefore there is a nafkamina le'inyan malchus according to the Mishnah l'melech. Now you'll say one second, but iser achil is also not meforish b'kra. It's equally derived from three times. So according to the Mahalith that we said last time, it's nicha. Because when it says lo savashel, it means lo socha. So achila is mefurish b'kra, bishel is mefurish b'kra, but hana is not mefurish b'kra. That's derived from the drasha of lo savashel three times, or if you understood that the kal v'chomer is somehow gili milser, the like, that would also explain why it's mefurish b'kra. One way or the other, we see that the Isser Achila is Mefurish B'kra, but the Isser Hana is not. Now, the Rambam agrees that there are going to be times that you get Malkos for Hana'a for food. In other words, it's not just the shot that every single time you get Hana from food, you don't get Malkus. For example, the Rambam in Avodah Zarah, Zion base, based off of the Gemara in Makos, says you can get Hana, you can get Malkus for Hana from food, like by Avodah Zarah, or Misham Sheha, the Tikra of Oseha, or if you get Hana from food for an Ir Hanidachas, let's say, but without eating it, you get Malkus. That's in Avodah Zarah Perek Dalet Halacha Zayin, or Hana from food from the, let's say, Karbanos Me'ilah or the like, even though you didn't eat it. That's in Hilchos Me'ilah Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel. On those types of Hana, you would get Malkus. Masha'en came over here, and this is because of what we've said. Now, not everybody agrees with this Rambam. The Ramban in his Hasagos to Sefer Mitzvah Shorish Beis, it's page Chaf Hei Med Aleph in the standard editions, in the Frankel edition, so he disagrees with the Rambam. He writes that you do get Hana on Malkus for Basar B'chalav. Now the Mishnah L'Malach believes that even the Ramban would agree that if you ate it and got Hana, you wouldn't get two sets of Malkus. What the Ramban means to say is if you feed your dog food to your dog, or you sell it, you sell Basar B'chalav, so then you would get Hana, you'd get Malkus.
Well, why not? You just learned that from Losa Bashal. It's the three Losa Bashal.
So that's a good point. The Ramban might agree to the fundamental idea of the Rambam. For example, he might count it as one mitzvah, like the Rambam does. He doesn't count Hana necessarily as a separate mitzvah. There are some Rishonim that count three lavin, but
who are they?
The Zohar Harakia. Tashbates. Kuf Tzadi Zayin, Kuf Tzadi Ches, and Kuf Tzadi Tes. I don't know if anyone else.
Dirayim
does. Oh, right, you told me that. Dirayim also. We have all three opinions in the Rishonim. The Rasag and the Bahag both count one lav. The Rambam counts two lavim, as well as the Smag and the Smak, and the Tashbates and the Urayim count Re. So we have all three opinions. But anyway, the point being that the two things don't have to be Tali Zebizet. That's what the Mishnah L'Melech is pointing out. Could be that since it's only one lav, B'minyan HaMitzvos, if you would get one set of Malkus if you eat it, but if you have Hana without eating it, you'd also get Malkus. Now, there are other reasons that could be given why a person doesn't get Malkus for Hana Basar B'chalav. For example, there's a famous shita of the Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch writes, it's mitzvah Kuf Yud Gimel, that any time you could violate an Isser without a Maisa, so then even if you violate that same Isser with a Maisa, you don't get Malkus. Now obviously the Rambam does not hold to this. For example, the Rambam says in the Isser of Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh, if you're over on Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh with a Maisa, like you buy Chametz on Pesach, you get Malkus, and if you're over without a Maisa, like you don't get rid of your Chametz before Pesach, then you don't get Malkus. So the Rambam disagrees with the Chinuch, but if you learn like the Chinuch, then it's simple to understand why you wouldn't get Malkus for Basar B'chalav or for other eatings. We should note that not everybody agrees that the Rambam thinks you wouldn't get Malkus. The Pri Chadash, it's in Or Chaim, Simen Taf Mem Gimel, and the Plesi, Simen Pei Zayin, Sif Katan Yud Gimel, all try to argue that even according to the Rambam, you're loke al hanami Basar B'chalav. The Lecha Mishnah and Machalos Asuros Perek Tes Halacha Bey cites this possibility and says it really doesn't make any sense. There's no way to read the Rambam this way, but there are those who even claim that the Rambam would say you get Hana. Now there is one other reason why you might not get Malkus according to the Rambam. This is offered by the Magid Mishnah and Perek Ches Halacha Tes Zayin, and the Magid Mishnah writes that all Yisurim ein lokin aleim ela derech Hana asam. You only get Malkus for Hana if it's Derech Hana. And since the Derech Hana for food is eating, so therefore you don't get Malkus. Now it's a bit of a chiddush because it's very much the Derech Hana to sell Basar B'chalav, right? Or to feed it to your animals or the like, give it to somebody else to eat. Exactly. But that's what the Magid Mishnah says. So B'kitzer Nimratz, for the questions, I guess there are four possibilities. According to the Ramban, you get Malkus for Hana from Basar B'chalav. According to the Chinuch, you don't because it's shaykh to be over b'shev altase. According to the Rambam, there's a machlokes. According to the Pri Chadash, you do get Malkus for Hana. According to the Lecha Mishnah, you don't get Malkus for Hana. And there's two reasons why you don't. According to the Mishnah L'Melech, because it's not Mefurish B'kra. And according to the Magid Mishnah, it's because it's considered Hana Shalo Kedarko. Yeah.
Just
an
expression, but
is it Basar
B'chalav is
Lokesh Lokedarek?
So you're saying that's limited to
Achila
Shalokedarka,
yeah.
Even though they're both Lashon.
I think this point is that since the Rambam formulates the Isser Achila not as an Isser Achila, we see that for Achila you get Malkus Shalokedarek Achila. But that doesn't tell you that same thing is true for Hana. You could have said it also formulates Isser Hana as an Isser Bishul, so the same thing. But apparently the Mishnah L'Melech, the Magid Mishnah doesn't say that. Okay. What's the shear for achila, for bishul? How long? Yeah, sorry.
There's also on that Mishnah, wouldn't that pose a problem for any case where you would receive?
You mean the Magad Mishnah? Yeah, I was wondering about that. I don't know.
That would apply in any case where you
I think that's the point that the Mishnah Lamalach says against the Magad Mishnah. I'm not familiar enough with the Rayos that the Mishnah Lamalach makes that point, and that's why he rejects the Magad Mishnah. How the Magad Mishnah could answer that question of the Mishnah Lamalach, so I'm not sure.
Is that possible that there's a combination of facts that has been brought to bear for that Magad Mishnah? Meaning, the rounds that you quoted, the Zara and the Eagle.
Yeah, those are the ones that are quoted by the Mishnah Lamalach.
Right, those rounds, just for me to say what Hanar is mentioned there?
So that's the question.
So the answer is, you want to quote the Mechalik, using the Sefer Chinuch, the rounds general shape they're against the Sefer Chinuch, the Mechalik should go Hanar be a dying to Hanar, so what it'll be a dying. And between the mice and the dying, the mice will be a dying, and say Hanar from the Chiva or not from the single account, but Hanar is Chal by me, it's
Chal in a passive way.
Passively, whereas Hanar, Kederech, time you smell it, is always going to be Shlok Kederech of Achiva. That's the sort behind the Magad Mishnah.
Maybe that's an interesting.
Because around, I don't think of the places, I don't have.
Right.
And you say that on Bus of Bacala, if you were good to give it to your Kalah, the Ram would agree.
No, you wouldn't, because that's not enough, because you need a mice.
That's passive, he's saying.
Lashim or mice, Ram has the split between the mice and the mice. Maybe not,
right.
The Ram, it's in three places, the Ram has it. So it's not fair to say. The Ram has it by. So maybe that's what you said to
us. Okay. No. Could be. Yes. Maybe.
And Magad Mishnah, more than that, if you want to say Taisha Magad Mishnah is Zichra holds like that. That's what Magad Mishnah is trying to hold. So I'm just saying Taisha Magad Mishnah could defend itself against both Kashi Magad Mishnah.
By invoking the Chen.
Both are already with Kashi Magad Mishnah by this you saw.
Okay. No? Maybe. I have to. Well, sounds promising.
I have to
look. I'm not holding. I don't know. It sounds like a promising mahalach that has to be investigated. Okay. How long does it have to cook to be over on the Isser of Bishul? So the Gemara in Kuf Ches Amud Aleph says, Uve'eza Bishul Amru, in other words, under what circumstances are you loka mishum basar b'chalav, b'vishul she'achirim ochlen oso machmas bishulo. So what does that mean? So Rashi says, Dibur Maschel Cherim, Rashi writes, Ovde Kochavim, Kilomar Shinizbashel Kol Tzarko. Sounds like from Rashi that when you're over on Bishul Bas B'chalav, Bishul Kol Tzarko. Let's say Lafuke Hilchos Shabbos, where we say you're Chayev even when it reaches Machal Ben Drusai, when it comes to Bas B'chalav, you need Bishul Kol Tzarko. The Ritva over there says, Umistabra Kol De Kol Tzarko Hainu Kamachal Ben Drusai, Shederach Goyim Lachol Kain. Now, the Ritva claims that even Rashi agrees to that. And I guess if it's true that Derach Goyim Lachol Kain, so then there need not be, then there's not necessarily a Machlokas, or if there is, it's a Metzias Machlokas. So if we read Rashi Kapshuto, that he needs a Bishul Kol Tzarko, and it's in contrast to Shabbos, so why would Shabbos be different than Basar B'chalav? So Rabbi Koningsberg said, very simple, that Basar B'chalav is a siyag la'achila. Most people don't eat it until it's mefushal kol tzarko. So this is another reflection of Basar B'chalav being a siyag. Now, the truth of the matter is, we give a different answer, and it takes... We have to go one step back. The Prima Gadim in his Psicha notes that the truth is he thinks that when it comes to Isra Achila and Isra Hana, they're Chal immediately, as soon as Nasnu Tam Zebezeh. It's an Isra Tarovis, might go back to that Chazonish. As soon as they're Nasnu Tam Zebezeh, it becomes Asr Behana, and there's an Isra Bishul. And the truth is, there are many places where it seems that we paskin that way, even in Shulchan Aruch. For example, if you look in Simen Sadi Beis, Sif Aleph, it says, "Im nafla chatichas baser l'tol chalav roseach ne'asar hakol behana." And it sounds like immediately there's an Isser Bishul. You can't, even if you quickly scoop out their piece of meat well before it reaches machal ben drusai, there's a chiyuv. Now, what's the basis of the prima gadim? Why would this be different than, let's say, Hilchos Shabbos? So the simplest understanding is that Isser Shabbos are talui in the Totsah and in the Tikkun, and therefore anything less than Machal Ben Drusai is Chatzim Alacha. You haven't done anything. There's no Tikkun. The Chiddush, the Isser of Shabbos, is to bring, to be misaking the food, Al Yidei Bishol. Masha Ein Kein, maybe the Isser Bishol Basar B'chalav is a din in the Maisa. So as long as there's Bishol called to who, it's Usser. What about the Gemara? The Gemara, after all, says you need to be Machal Ben Drusai or Mevushal called Sarko. No, the Gemara is talking about Malkus. In other words, the Pshat, the Prima Gadim argues, is as follows. When it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, Pachos Mimachal Ben Drusai is Chatzi Malacha. It's garnished. When it comes to the Isser, Bishol Basar B'chalav, so Kol Shehu is Chatzi Shir. It's an Isser Deraisa. You don't get Malkus until it's you have a Kezias that's either Machal Ben Drusai or Mevushal called Sarko. But less than that, it becomes Aser B'hana immediately, and it's an Isser Deraisa of Chatzi Shir. And the Yesod L'chora is that these are two different types of Isurin. The more Shabbos, which is more of a focus on a Totsah, so then less than Machal Ben Drusai is Chatzi Malacha, whereas Basar B'chalav, which is an Isser Maisa, so then you've done a Maisa Bishol. It's true. There's not a shear yet for Malkus, so it's a Chatzi shear. And therefore, the Isser Hanaz Chal immediately. And that seems to be the implication of the Shulchan Aruch in a number of places. Now, there's another way to explain the dinim of the Shulchan Aruch, though. The Chavos Das, Simen Sadi Aleph Sifkat and Zayin, writes that the reason why it becomes Aser immediately is the basar is motzi miyad tam l'chalav, and therefore there's bishul on the chalav. And then the mela, the basar, will become asar because it absorbed that. In other words, we could say, except the simple reading of Rashi and the Ritva, that really there is no isser bishul basar b'chalav at all until it's machal ben drusai, at the very least. But machal ben drusai is a shear in the basar. This chalav is already boiling. So, therefore, there's an Isser Bishol Basar B'chalav on the Chalav. And the place, he says a similar thing, Tzadi Beis Sifkan Gimel, he says even on the Basar we'll say that, because the Lachlucha Shebetocha Mitzbatelis Miyad. Now, if you're going to say like the Plesi already, so then why do you say that in Hilchos Shabbos, that the Lachlucha is Mitzbatel Miyad? So I think the Plesi is going to fundamentally go back to that Prima Gadim, that Shabbos and Basar B'chalav are fundamentally different. And so that's the Mahalach of the Prima Gadim. So basically what the Prima Gadim is saying is that Machlokas, Rashi and the Ritva, is not so fundamental. That's a Machlokas by Malkus. And that's why the Poskim, in all of Hilchos Basar B'chalav, as far as I know, like the mainstream Poskim, they don't cite that Rashi and the Ritva and the like. They don't say for Isser Hana or for Isser Bishol. It's a Machlokas, Lagabe Malkus. But Lagabe the Isser, so then that happens immediately. Okay, what about the Isser Bishol and Hana for Basar B'chalav de Rabbanan? So, well, actually, I guess let's take a step back. What types of meat become Usser or involved, included in the Isser de Araisa of Basar B'chalav? So if you look at the Mishnah on Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, there are three opinions. Rabbi Akiva says, Chayev v'Of are not Usser min HaTorah. The Pasuk says, Lo sabah shal gadi b'chalei v'imo, three times, Prat l'chayev v'la'of u'behema t'meya. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, Basar Of is not min HaTorah, but Chayev is min HaTorah. Lo soch l'kol nevela teaches me that Chayev is Usser. Aye, what about Of? Because Of could also be a nevela, it should also be Usser deraisa. No, b'chalei v'imo, Yatza Of She'en Lo Chalev Imo. And what about the Tanakama and the Chachamim? So that's unclear. Seems like the Tanakama and the Chachamim hold that there is an Isser Bishol De'oraisa even by Of. And Rabbi Akiva is coming Lafuke Of V'chaya, and Rabbi Yossi Aglili is coming to exclude Chaya, I'm sorry, exclude Of. But the Chachamim hold that there is an Isser D'oraisa Bishul Basar B'chalav, even if you cook chicken and milk. And that's the way Tosfos and Rashi seem to read the Mishnah. However, the Rush and Simon and Aleph notes that the Rif seems to understand that the Rabbanan, the Tanakhama, don't disagree with the other opinions, and therefore there is no opinion that Paskins, that Basar Oth B'chalav is D'oraisa. And that's why the Rif Paskins, that there's no Isser D'oraisa by Basar Oth B'chalav. Because if you thought that the Chachamim disagreed, so then Halacha Rabbi Akiva Mechave Rau, the Lo Mechave Rav. So you should really Paskin like the Chachamim if you read the Mishnah like Rashi and Tosfos. From the fact that the Rif and the Rambam all Paskin that, like Rabbi Akiva, that there is no Isser D'oraisa L'chayev Oth. So it seems like they understood the Mishnah as saying that the Rabbanan don't disagree. So how do we Paskin? So you take a look at the bottom. Yeah.
Does Rabbi Yossi disagree about Chaya?
Rabbi Yossi says Chaya is D'oraisa.
He would say it's D'oraisa.
Yeah. And Oth is the Rabbanan, because there's no milk for an Oth. There's no Chalevi milk. So the Bach, in Os Gimel, in our Simon, writes that Tosfos disagrees with the Rif and the Rambam, and that's the way we Paskin. We always Paskin like Tosfos. Moreover, L'chora, there's another Raya from the Gemara against the Rif and the Rambam. The Mishnah on Kuf Gimel on the base writes, Kol Habasar, Asar Levasha B'chalav, Chutz Mi Basar Dagim V'chagavim. So the Gemara in Kuf Dalet and Aleph is Medayik. Ha'of Asar Midoraisa V'chule. Reisha Rabbanan Sefer Rabbi Akiva. Now, Rabbanan, who are the Rabbanan? So if you learn like Tosfos the Rabbanan, that's the Tanakhama, who say that Basar Oth is D'oraisa. But if you learn like the Rambam in the Rif, who are the Rabbanan? So the simple reading of the Gemara is like Rashi and Tosfos. And therefore the Bach says that really we shouldn't Paskin like the Rambam in the Rif. However, the Beis Yosef thinks that we Paskin like the Rambam, that Basar Oth B'chalav is Asar Midirabbanan, the Shach shows that it's not just the Rif and the Rambam, but a whole slew of other Rishonim also hold like the Rambam, and therefore we could pass him like the Rambam. And he throws in a little interesting kinesh at the end, and he says, well, you know, especially we should pass him like the Rambam, because the Rambam writes in Hilchos Mamrim that, you know, who's the person who is considered Baal Tosif? So the Rambam's understanding of Baal Tosef, it's not like, adding a rose to your lulav. Rather, it's saying that something that's Asher Midrabbanan is Asher Midoraisa. So what's the paradigmatic example of this? Someone who says Basar Oth B'chalav is D'oraisa. That's Baal Tosef. Very strange. I wouldn't have thought that's a reason to pass like the Rambam. The Rambam gave that example because he paskins like that. I don't think the Rambam held that Tosis were over in Baal Tosef. They read the Mishnah differently. But so it's interesting though that the Shach does like throw that in as a reason to paskin like the Rambam in this case, and that Lamaisa, that's the way we paskin. So we treat Basar Oth B'chalav as an Isser D'Rabbanan, and therefore, practically speaking, we consider it Mutter B'Bishul V'Hana. So to go back to our example from before, you can safely buy dog food for your dog made out of chicken and milk, just not meat and milk. Okay, now, look in the ingredients. Doesn't it says? No. I asked a dog owner, they say, that you could look at the ingredients and tell whether it's Basar B'chalav or not. You don't need a hechsher. As of yet, they don't have hechsherim on dog food, as far as I know. Pesach's more complicated, but during the rest of the year, not all brands are okay, but it's not hard to find a good brand. So I'm told. Now, what about Bishul Oth B'chalav? So the Mishnah writes, Kuf Gimel on the base, Kol Habasar Asur Levasha B'chalav Chutz Mi Bisar Dagim V'chagavim. So the implication is that Basar Oth B'chalav is Asur Af B'bishul, and that's reinforced by the Gemara. The Gemara says the Mishnah that we just cited, the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Akiva, and the Gemara answered, or Ravashi answered, that Kol, the Mishnah means like this, Kol Habasar Asur Levasha B'chalav, Mehen medivrei Torah, meaning basar b'chalav. Mehen medivrei sofrim, meaning basar of b'chalav. Chutz midagim v'chagavim. So, sounds like from the Gemara, pretty clearly, that bishul of b'chalav is asar midirabanan, if you paskin like the Rambam. Yet, the Rambam paskins that you could actually cook basar of b'chalav. So where in the world does the Rambam get this from? So first of all, before we figure out his makor, we have to figure out how he deals with an explicit gemara against him. So that's the Magid Mishnah, Perek Tes Halacha Dalid, that we cited earlier. The Magid Mishnah says that when the gemara is talking about Isser Bishul, and the Mishnah is talking about Isser Bishul, it means Isser Bachila. It means Isser Bachila, and we cited that Magid Mishnah last year when we talked about how perhaps that's true even B'Lashon HaMikra. The Bach thinks that this is very dochak. This is sif beis in the Bach, and even the Rashba, who understood that the Tana says lishna dekra, understood lo tevashel to mean levashel v'lechol. In other words, the Magid Mishnah is saying when the Mishnah says it's kol habasar asher levashel. So the Rashba said that idea, Levashel's Lashon Akra, it means Levashel V'lechol. The Mishnah does refer to the Achila. The Magid Mishnah is taking it one step further. Not only does Lo Aser Levashel mean not include Achila, but it's exclusively Achila. So the Bach says that's ridiculous. The Magid Mishnah's answer simply doesn't make any sense. And therefore, it must be that the Rambam agrees that there is an Iser Bishel. Because the Gemara tells you explicitly there's an Isser Bishul. The problem is the Rambam writes, V'chein basar chayev v'of, eino asar b'achila min ha-Torah, lefikach motor levashlo u'motor b'hanaya. So the Rambam means, motor levashlo u'motor b'hanaya min ha-Torah. But he's not talking about lemaisa. Vada, there's an Isser d'rabbanan. That's the way the Bach reads the Rambam. However, this is very dochak. In the Lashon HaRambam, as the Marshal, in the Shach, Sifkat and Beis, and all the Achronim on the page of the Shulchan Aruch note, in Sif Aleph of the Shulchan Aruch, everyone rejects the Bach, so this is the Bach that they're rejecting, and that's the way we paskin. We paskin against the Bach again, that it is Mutter Bibishel. So what's the Makor for the Rambam? So again, the Magid Mishnah says, there's a way to miyashiv the Gemara with the Rambam, but is there a makor? So we saw last time we mentioned that the Gra says the makor is the Mordechai, but we also pointed out that Mordechai isn't going to help the Rambam because the Mordechai thinks there is a makor in the Gemara, but the Rambam couldn't agree with that makor because it's against the Nekud and the Flaw. The Marshal disagrees with the Rambam, as we also noted. There's no reason why they wouldn't, why should this be different than any other Isurim Derabbanan? So last time we said maybe the Rambam is based off of the Gzeira L'Gzeira idea. The Rav, didn't necessarily give you a makor for this, but gave a very nice explanation for why it is and how it works. And the Rav is at almost Shloshim Yom Kodem HaChag, so we'll jump ahead. The Rav based his Mahalach on the Rambam, from Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah, and the explanation of the Briska Rav. In Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Tes, the Rambam writes as follows. Va'asru chachamim lechol mitchila sha shishis, kedesha lo yiga b'isser Torah, u'mitchila sha shishis yachamitz aser b'achila uvehanaya kol sha shishis medivrei sofrim. And then he writes, Shar Chamishis Ein Ochlin Bachametz Gzeira Mishum Yom HaMe'unan Ve'eno Aser Behana B'Shar Chamishis. So you see here from the Rambam that there are two models of Isurim Derabbanan. Some Isurim Derabbanan are in Isur Chetza. Chametz Misha Shishis becomes a Chetza Shal Chametz. Medivrei Sofrim, it's true, it's only Medirabbanan, but it's a Chetza Shal Chametz. And therefore, it's aser b'hana, and sometimes they just made an iser maisa, and that's shal chamishis. So shal chamishis, when they asered chametz, they said it's an iser achila mishum yom hamunan. But they didn't say that it's chametz. They simply said, don't eat chametz, misha chamishes. And therefore, memela, still mutter bana. In other words, we find that when it comes to isurei derabanan, sometimes they made it an isur chetza. So chametz b'sha shishes is a chetza shel chametz. Isur chametz begins then. It's aser b'achila, aser bana. And sometimes they simply said it's an isur maisa. For example, there's an afkamina, if you look at halacha yud over there, the Rambam writes that if you eat chametz b'sha shishes, you get malchus mardos. If you eat chametz b'sha chamishes, even though it's an isur derabanan, you don't. What's the difference? The difference is this yisod, that even though they prohibited the eating of chametz misha chamishes, not every isur derabanan gets malchus mardos. Rather, says the Briska Rav, it depends. If they said that it's an isser, if they said that it's an isser hana or an isser chefza, so then you get malchus. If it's just an isser gavra, so you don't get malchus, and it's not aser b'hana. So Hashadas is lahachi, the Rav said, since we see that sometimes Yisrei Drabbanan are Nisr Chafza, sometimes there's a Nisr Gavra, so now, it's not really true what the Bach said. The Bach claimed, the Marshal claimed, that every time we find a Nisr Drabbanan, if Kein Doraisa Tikkun, and they always, if the Doraisa is going to be Isr Behana, so the Drabbanan will also be Isr Behana. The Rav said, no, you see, that's not true. There are times where when they made a takana, they made it as an iser gavra, and not an iser chafza. For example, chametz, we actually have both. And the Rav said that's exactly how the Rambam understood the iser basar of b'chalav. It was an iser gavra, and it wasn't an iser chafza. And since it's an iser gavra, it's going to be mutter behana. And the Rav added that the Rambam is l'shitaso, because the Rambam writes that by basar b'chalav derabanan, we don't say chanan. This is lafuke, the opinion of the Rashba. We'll see a discussion of this in the Taz and Simon Sadi, Sifkat and Dalit, so we'll get to the details of this discussion later. But the Rav said that the Rambam held there's no chanan for basar b'chalav derabanan, like basar of b'chalav. Why? What's the idea? The idea is very simple, that this is an Isser Gavra, so nafkamina lagabe hana, maybe nafkamina lagabe makas mardos, nafkamina lagabe hanan. Oh. Now, l'chora, is this true for every case of Isser derabanan basar b'chalav? So the Magen Mishnah says no. If you look at the Rambam, in Perek Tes, Halacha Vav, he writes that if you're mevashel mechalav or chalav mesa, mechalav is whey. We'll define exactly which type of whey a little bit later. But if you're mevashel mechalav, so mechalav, the whey, is aser midrabanan levash lo bebasar, and basar mesa, which means you shechted an animal and you milked it after it was shechted, so that chalav that comes out of the udder is called chalav mesa. That's also aser midrabanan. And the Rambam over there says that if you're mavashel basar b'mechalav or chalav mesa, pater ve'eno loke al achilaso mishum basar b'chalav. So the Magid Mishnah's Medayik, you see there that there is an Isser Bishel, even though it's only basar b'chalav derabanan. So what comes out? So the way the Rebbe Akiva Eger, this is in Sif, Simon Pei Zayin's Sivvav, writes, he quotes from the Tiferes Lemoshe, this idea, that the Rambam basically held, in a sense, similar to the Briska Rav by Chametz B'Pasach, that sometimes Basar B'Chalav D'Rabbanan is going to be an Isser Chetza, and therefore there will be an Isser Bishel D'Rabbanan, like, let's say, Chalav Mesa B'Basar, and sometimes it's an Isser Gavra, like Basar Oph. And what's the difference? So Riki Vager says that the difference is very simple. If the chalav comes from a behema, it's, in other words, if if it's chalav shchuta or mechalav, so there, in that case, asuhu kegufo shalisser, because they're bayin mimin deshayach bahen basar b'chalav min haTorah. So any time it's bayin mimin shechayach bahen basar b'chalav min haTorah, it's just a particular case. In this particular case, you're not, like it's chalav meisa or it's mechalav. So then they were misakein the iser derabanan as an iser chafza, and therefore the iser bishul will indeed apply. Masha ein kein, when it comes to a chicken with chalav, so this is something that couldn't be. It's not a min sheshayach bo basar b'chalav deoraisa, and therefore they instituted it as a iser gavra, and therefore there's no iser hana. That's the way the Tiferes Lemoshe, cited by Rabbi Akiva Eiger, understands this idea.
You can say aleph from the shle, no?
Yeah.
You can answer differently. You can say different because the basar is the chalav.
Again, what?
If the ikur chatzah is the basar, so you could say also that's
the shle. Aha. Okay. Right.
But that's still what you're
cooking
with.
That's
not what you're...
No. Dam b'chalav. So Rekiv Eger says that's because dam is min shechai v'alav. Right. So that wouldn't work for you. Okay, good. Excellent. So that's Rekiv Eger's point. The Ramah, though, has a third shita, right? The first shita is the Maharshal. The Maharshal says that for if you're basar oth b'chalav is an iser bishul, ke'en deraisa tikkun, if they're masakin, that you can't eat basar ba'oth b'chalav, then also you can't cook, you can't be nana. Then we have the Rambam, who what we're saying now is it depends. There's two types of isurim derabanan of basar b'chalav. And then the third opinion is the Ramah. The Ramah in Sif Aleph writes that every single case of basar b'chalav midrabanan is always mutter b'hana. What's the source? The Issa v'heter, klal lamed din hay. And it sounds like he thinks that, again, it's just the opposite of the Marshal. Under all circumstances, there's no Isser Hana for Basar B'chalav de Rabbanan. No, as far as I know. In other words, we're equating Bishul and Hana. What? The Ramah doesn't. You're saying so, maybe the Ramah didn't either. In other words, the Magen Mishnah.
I don't know if I'm on the screen. They're totally different issues.
The Ramah, you're saying, might agree that there is an Isser Bishul.
I'm also fair, should say, well, Isser Bishul.
Right. So you're saying the Ramah, so I was making a mistake. I was saying maybe the Ramah and the Rambam agree. So it doesn't work well with the way the Rav set it up. Because he was saying that Bishul and Hana should be tali on whether it's an Isser Chafetz or an Isser Gavra, but maybe the Ramban himself wouldn't set it up that way. Okay, I have to think about that. It's a good point. So I guess one last point, and that relates to Maris Ayin for Basar B'chalav Dirabanan. So Beis Yosef in Sif Dalad cites the Tshuva Sarashpa that Mistama it's Asur to cook Basar B'chalav Isha because of Maris Ayin. And the Darkei Moshe Os Beis says that Maishna Michalav Behema Temeya Shemotar Lavashel Bo Basar and Basar Oth Bechalav. So the Taz and the Shach, Taz Sifkatan Hay, Shach Sifkatan Zayin, says very simple. They weren't Gozer and Maris Ayin except if it's Kasher Bachila Kol Echad L'chud. Then it's Doma to Basar Tahor Bechalav Tahor. Fine. Now the Rashba writes that it's only Asar if the Chalav Isha is Be'en. But if the Chalav Isha fell into the Tavshil, it's Batel Ve'en Tzar Shir. I guess a nafkamina with this would be whether you have to wash your bottles. If you have bottles with breast milk, do you have to wash them with the milchik dishes, or could you wash them with the fleishig dishes? Anyway, the Ramah also writes, says, "In Yanim Shel Purim, the Nagu Lasos Chalav Mishgedim." Umenichim ba basar of hawil ve'eno rak midrabanan. Aval basar behema yesh lahaniach etzel achal shkedim mishum arasayin kemoshin is boer leel by dam. So what's he referring to earlier? What's leel? So if you look in Simen Samech Vav Sif Tes, the Rama writes that dam dagim, even though it's mutter, if you collected it in a cup, so you shouldn't just drink that cup of blood, unless there are kaskasim in it. And the Rama understood that this idea is that that's lahekera, so it's not a marsayin. In other words, fish blood looks just like cow blood, or it's close enough that it could be confused with cow blood. So therefore, you can't drink a cup of fish blood. But if there are kaskasim in the fish blood, then it's mutter to drink it, leaving aside the Baltashaktsu issues. Anyway, so the Shach, and what's this based off of? This is based off of the Gemara Krisos, Chaf Aleph on the base. So the Shach and the Taz write that that from here, fine, that's the Makor from the Rama. Now, the Rama himself has a very fascinating chiluk here. He writes that when it's a Nisr Dil Raisa, or it's Maris Ayin for Nisr Dil Raisa, like blood, or like Basar Bechalav, Basar Behema Bechalav, so then there's a concern with Maris Ayin, and you need the Heker. But if it's only Isser Dil Rabbanan, like Basar Of Bechalav, so then no Heker is needed. And the Shach says that this is clearly wrong, because we find many places in Shas where Chazal were concerned with Maris Ayin, even for an Isser D'Rabbanan. You find these places in Hilchos Shabbos. So therefore, the Shach himself disagrees with the Rama. He says you'll need a Heker, Bein Bebisar Behema Bechalav, Bein Bebisar Of Bechalav. You have to leave the almond shells. So how are we going to be Miyashev Shitas HaRama? The Shach asked a very good question. So there are a couple of mahalchim that we could take. We'll take three mahalchim. The first is the Nachlas Tzvi, the Pisrei Tshuva quotes himself. He also wrote the Nachlas Tzvi. And he says that when the Rama means to be matir, maris ayin b'din rabbanan, he doesn't mean to say that there's never such a thing as maris ayin b'din rabbanan. It means there's no maris ayin Bitsina for a din derabbanan. We paskin that kol mash asu chachamim mishum aris ayin is asur even b'chadri chadarim. That din only applies for an iser deraisa, not an iser derabbanan. And the Rama didn't make this up. It's a Tosfos in Ksubis. Tosfo says mimachin b'raglo bitsina b'shabbos. The Gemara says so. Tosfos asks, what do you mean bitsina? I kol makom shasu chachamim mipnei maris ayin, it's asr even chadri chadarim. So Tosfos answers that avahacha lo yiru ela malacha kalachar yad dehav yad rabbanan velo gazru rabbanan lesor bechadri chadarim. That's what Tosfos says. So if we make the ukimta that the Rama is talking about beveso, so then the kashas of the Shach aren't kashas. Now, this is a very interesting point, because what the Nachlas Tzvi is assuming is that when you have a din de'oraisa, the din of Maris Ayin Betzina applies even if it's not one of the cases Shagazru Bo Chachamim. Meaning to say, one might have said, and we'll see later there are those that do say this, that what's the Lashon of the Gemara over there? Kol Makom, this is Shabbos Kufman Vav on the base, Kol makom she'asru chachamim mipnei maris ayin afilu b'chadri chadar maser. So if Chazal made a takana not to do something because of maris ayin, so I can't do that b'chadri chadarim. So if a person goes for a walk and they fall in the river and they come home on Shabbos and their clothing are wet, so chachamim were misakein that you can't hang out your clothing to dry, and therefore we paskin afilu b'chadri chadarim. So even if you put them in your bathroom and the door is locked, that's also, you can't hang them up to dry. But maybe that's only kol makom she'ashru chachamim mishum arsayin, where there was a specific zera mishum arsayin. There's no place in Shas where it says you can't eat besar with chalav shkedim or anything like that. So what the Nachlas Tzvi is assuming is that no, that anything that if you were to do it publicly would be marashayin. If it's an isur deraisa, it can't be done privately. However, if it's an isur derabanan, then it can be done privately. Now, presumably, he's assuming that the reason for the isur of doing it privately, why is it? The Ran asks, why is it asur afilu mechadre chadarim? So the Ran answers, because maybe somebody will see you, you never know. So, if so, so it's a chshash. So that chshash applies for isurim deraisa. It doesn't apply for isurim derabanan. So that is the answer of the Nachlas Tzvi. Now, there are a couple of problems with this answer. Problem number one is it's quite a nukimta within the Ramah. The Ramah here didn't say anything about Chadre Chadarim. Rav Moshe in Igros Moshe Archayim Chela Gimel Simen Nun thinks that there's also not a very good raya from Tosfos, because Tosfos maybe only required it to be a din derabanan because of Pseda. Otherwise it would be usher to do the actual like kicking of the gutter and cleaning it. Who says that Tosfos is Mekel Shelo B'Makom Hefsed? So Tosfos is saying B'Makom Hefsed you could be Mekel on a Malacha Kalachar Yad B'Tzina. Who says it's Mutter even L'Chatchila? So Moshe says, well, maybe the Nachlas Tzvi is saying that's the Makor for the Ramah. It's just consistent with the Ramah. But it wouldn't be a good Makor because it's not Mukhrach from Tosfos. You only know it's Mutter B'Makom Hefsed. You don't know it's Mutter across the board. But that's the first answer, the answer of the Nachlas Tzvi. What other answers are there? So the Pri Chadash, Simen Pei Zayin, Sifkat Zayin, says that you see a Klal Gadol, we're never choshish for Maris Ayin except for the places that say it in Shas. This is also the edge of the Crazy Placey over here, Sifkat and Zayin. Only B'Makom Sha'asru Chazal, there's no din of Maris Ayin otherwise. All across the board. Now, then you see that this Pre-Chadash doesn't really answer for the Ramah, because if that's true, so then even Basar Behema B'Chalav would be Mutter. And that's in fact what the Pre-Chadash will tell you. So this isn't a good answer. In other words, it answers the Shach's questions, but it isn't Miyashiv the Shita Sarama. The answer to the Shach's questions are those are cases that Chazal were Oser. So those are Oser, even by Dinim de Rabbanan. But if Chazal didn't Oser it, so then it's not Oser. However, as we said, this doesn't help for the Ramah, because the Ramah clearly is concerned with Marasayin, even in places where Chazal didn't Oser it. A third mahalich to be miyashiv the Ramah could be found in Rav Moshe, in that same tshuva, chela gimel simen nun, and he answers that the only time we find maris ayin for dinan de rabbanan is in Hilchos Shabbos. The Shach's questions are all from Hilchos Shabbos. So what difference does it make? Why should Shabbos be different? So he says there's two reasons why Shabbos should be different. One, he writes, v'chilok nira mitrei ta'amei, Chada mishum de Isra Shabbos Chamiri, da chashuv mumer gam b'mili de rabbanan shel Shabbos, l'rashi v'taisis erevin. If somebody is mechal Shabbos b'din de rabbanan, are they a mumer? So Rashi and Tosin Erevin say yes. That's not true for other Isurim. If you are mechal de rabbanan, you're not a mumer. If you're mechal Shabbos b'din de rabbanan, you are a mumer. This relates to the chumer of Shabbos. Why Mumr LeShabbos is Mumr called Tarkula. We have many ways. Your Kofer B'Maisa B'Reishis, it's Kfir B'Ikr, V'Chulei V'Chulei. So Shabbos is different, and you can't extrapolate from Shabbos. Reason number two, V'od, D'Lavor al Yisurei Shabbos Nikru Mechalel Asa Shabbos. Masha'ein, Masha'kol Yisurim Lo Nikru B'Shem Mechalel HaMitzvah. She'kavanas Chilul Hugam B'ma She'ose Osa Kechol Gam legabe dvarim achir, gam legabe achirim, shezeika ba meshe yitu bnei adam alav, sheover al isurei Shabbos. Afsha emes lo avar. Could say this a little differently also, but the yesod is that the violation of isurim derabanan of Shabbos are much more chamor. They might even be a din deraisa, shvisa, but even if you don't say that, you're desecrating Shabbos. You're making it chol-like. Because you're doing something that seems to be usher. So therefore, when it comes to Isurei Shabbos, very, very chamor. So the Shach is making a mistake when he asks from Hilchos Shabbos to Hiser Basar B'Chalav. You can't compare them. That's the view of Rav Moshe. Now there is another opinion here, which I guess will be our last point. Rabbi Kiva Eger in Simen Samech Vav on Siftes on his Halacha says he thinks that this whole Ramah is totally wrong. He says the lashon of the Gemara is dam de is be kaskasim is mutter to drink, and Rashi says de is be bedam kaskasim. Rabbi Kiva Eger says there's no such thing as a hecker from our science. The Ramah said, look, I have this idea, when something's asur mishamayis ayin, a hecker works, right? And that's the pshat, that the kaskasim in the dam are a hecker. So any hecker works. So if you sprinkle some almond shells, that also works. And maybe if you put up a sign, that also works. Says Rabbi Hidegar, that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that if your blood has kaskasim, you could drink it. What's the pshat? The pshat is that there's no marasayin if the blood is kaskasim. It doesn't look like blood. It's not the pshat that the Gemara is teaching me, hecker works for marasayin. Hecker doesn't work for marasayin. The pshat is that if it's not marasayin. So yeah, if you have almond milk with almond shells floating in it, it's okay, that's not marasayin. It doesn't look like milk. But to take almond milk, which looks exactly like milk, and then sprinkle some shells along your tablecloth, so that's not going to work. That's a hecker. But there's no raya that a hecker works for marasayin. But Rabbi Kiva Eger notes that the Ramah disagrees. In other words, you could have read the Gemara two ways, and therefore the Ramah reads it this way. So so basically we have a number of different answers. According to Rabbi Kiva Eger, a hecker wouldn't work. In other words, putting the nutshells won't work. Bain bebasar behema, bain bebasar oaf. According to the Shach, you need the shells. Bain bebasar behema, bain bebasar oaf. According to the Ramah, you only need the shells for basar behema. According to the Pri Chadash, you need no shells, neither bebasar behema nor bebasar oaf. There are a couple of other points related to Maris Ayin and Dinim Dirabanan, especially this Pri Chadash. Do we paskin like this Pri Chadash? But I guess we'll begin with that next time. Yeah.
It's like you're saying, you should put the shells in the milk and then it's the same as the scales in the blood.
Maybe, but the Ramah doesn't say you have to put it in the milk. You could also put it on your tablecloth. And it's not even clear, maybe if it's not, but maybe it has to be there naturally. I'm sorry? Oh, the Mesiba, there you go. The Ezra's Hashem. On Leil Purim, Leil Shikurim, we will have a mesiva in our house. Right? Bring your own drinks. When is it? So I guess we'll announce a final time a little closer to it, but it'll probably be, let's say, a half hour or so before, half hour, maybe 45 minutes before the official starting time of the yeshiva's mesiva. Because you know, the minhag isn't to come exactly on time for the yeshiva's mesiva, unless you like to dance alone. So we'll start a little bit before the yeshiva's mesiva, and we'll then finish in time to come to the yeshiva's mesiva in a timely fashion. More details to follow. Bring your instruments, bring whoever you'd like. Bring your wives, kalas.
Bring my accordion.
Accordion? You play accordion?
No.
Okay. See, I finished that.